Welcome back for another interview on In Depth. I'm still your host, Ian Sorensen. Corey Dayton is in the studio. He's with Headlock on Hunger. Corey, how are you, bud?
Doing good.
Good. So, what time is it now that you've been in here to talk about this cool event?
I believe this is the fourth year that I've been here.
The fourth year?
First year was with Max, and then the last three have been with you.
Okay, yeah, because he kind of passed the torch on to me to do this program. So how long have you been doing Headlock on Hunger?
4 years.
4 years, so yeah. It's there we go. So yep. We've been pretty much with you the entire time.
Yep.
That's really cool. So let's go to kind of to the beginning. What inspired you to do this? How did it go the first time? That sort of thing.
Well, the origins of the event, in 2011, they kind of ran it on a smaller scale. We did food donations at the door. I think we had gotten maybe 500 pounds of food or something like that.
Wow.
And it was an event that I saw a lot of potential in, but I wasn't the type of person at the time that believed that I could spearhead such an operation.
Right.
I think I always had those nudgings from God like, hey, Corey, you need to do this. And I'm like, no, I'm not qualified. But in 2013, I was put in the position where I couldn't feed my kids. So I think going through that experience and knowing how scary it is and how uncertain it is to know that you don't know when if your kids are going to get fed or not. Luckily, somebody stepped up and helped me and made sure my kids never missed a meal. And, you know, I got those nudgings again in 2016, and I ran with it, and here we are today.
That's cool. And in case people don't know, I mean, all the proceeds from this event are going to the Food Bank of Northern Nevada.
That's correct.
So that's the whole kind of idea behind it. Why wrestling? Why did that kind of pop in your head?
You know, I've loved wrestling since the first time I saw it. I saw it at my grandpa's house. He was a big fan, and, you know, I've just been enamored by it since then. When I was 19, I started training to be a wrestler. I made it as far as a tryout in the World Wrestling Entertainment.
Wow.
So, you know, it's just a conduit to, you know, spread a blessing.
All right. That's really cool. Do you still wrestle yourself, or are you,
I mean,
you're a dad, so I don't know
it's
if you're...
I haven't wrestled since the last Headlock on Hunger, so...
Oh, okay. Are you actually going to be involved, like, wrestling yourself in this
one? Yes, I'll be back again.
Wow. Cool. So what kind of personalities can we kind of expect at this thing?
You're going to have... recently signed Reno Scum. They're on Impact Wrestling now. They're going to be there. Let's see. Who else is on there? World champion Paul Isidore. He's a 7 foot tall beast that used to play basketball at UNR.
Sheesh.
The Battleborn Barbarian. If you like big burly men, he's going to be there. I'll be there. I'll be fighting El Chupacabra. We're going to finish our feud once and for all.
Okay.
And a lot of other guys.
All right, that's really cool. So when the Headlock on Hunger, when is it going to be? Where is it going to be? That's
November 23rd, 7 p.m. at Reed High School.
Reed High School, cool. So people buy tickets at the door? How does it work now?
We have tickets for sale online if you go to our website, www.hohnv.com. They'll also be available at the door. As long as they're available, they'll be at the door.
Cool. So what's kind of the capacity there? I mean, how many people are you trying to fit?
We can go up to, I believe, 2,000. We've never gotten that much, but you never know. Every year it's growing. Last year we quadrupled ticket sales, so.
That's amazing, yeah. Dude. What do you think, what can you attribute to that, I guess, to having so many people?
You know, word of mouth every year, like the buzz behind the event increases, so it's been a ride. I love it.
That's really cool. And I have to commend you because, I mean, no offense to other organizations, but we've had so many people come in and go, we're doing a golf tournament or we're doing like stuff a lot of people are doing. And you're like, nah, we're going to do a wrestling event and it's going to be really exciting and the money's going to go to a good cause. So I like kudos for like doing something unique.
Yeah, there's always a stigma associated with professional wrestling. And I just want to lay it out there that this is 100% family friendly event. This is not like your Thursday night football games. There's not going to be anybody swinging helmets at somebody. So bring your family, bring your kids, and you don't have to worry about anything like that.
All right. That's really cool. So how much are tickets, by the way?
Tickets are $5. Like I said, all proceeds go to the food bank. Every ticket sold will provide 15 meals for the less fortunate.
Wow.
We also have VIP tickets this year because we have a limited amount of floor seating. So, if you pay $20, you'll get in an hour early and you'll get access to those floor seats.
Oh, that's really cool. So that's, I mean, you're like up close to the action if you go for the VIP tickets, which really $20, that's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
Not that much. Okay, that's cool. So it's happening when again? November 23rd?
November 23rd.
Right, at Reed High School.
That's correct.
That's cool. So what's the setup going to be like? Just a big, you know, the squared circle and all that stuff?
Yep, we'll have a ring in there, and you'll get to see the action up close and personal. If you've never been to one live, you're going to be in for a treat.
That's cool. How many matches are we talking?
Six matches as of right now.
As of right now? And there could be more? Who knows?
Could be more. We're trying to get a female match on this event.
Okay.
It's been a big request.
Okay. Cool. Well, people need to get their tickets. What's the website again?
HOHNV.com.
Okay, cool. Is this kind of what you're, I mean, how's it, we were talking a little bit before we started recording about you're working smarter, not harder now when it comes to this event. I mean, you do it every year. Of course, you're going to be kind of trained more and seeing where the pitfalls are. What have you kind of learned over the course of 4 years?
I mean, in the first year, there's a lot of wasted energy. You're kind of reaching out to things that don't work, and each year you kind of learn what does work, and then you go with that. This year, I have a great team surrounding me, so I don't have to do as much of the responsibilities as before. We have somebody who's been awesome at getting donations. We have over 50 raffle prizes.
Wow.
Probably 45 people have sponsored the event, local businesses and stuff. So it's been an amazing reaction from the community.
That's really cool. So what raffle prizes? Like, what are we talking about here?
We got the big screen TV. We got a couple of overnight stays in Tahoe with food vouchers. The whole list is available at our website, but you don't have to be present to win the prizes. If you want to buy raffle tickets online, go ahead.
Oh, cool. You can buy them online at your website.
Yep.
Oh, cool. How much are raffle tickets then?
$5, or you can get five tickets for $20.
Five tickets for $20. Yeah. And really, big screen TVs and stuff like that? That's nuts, man.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, then people need to check out this event. Again, it goes to Food Bank of Northern Nevada. Why not go if you're a wrestling fan, or even if you're not? Maybe you'll become one.
Oh, yeah.
So, HOHNV.com, right?
Correct.
Okay, very cool. Headlock on Hunger, November 23rd. It's happening at Reed High School. Any other events you even have in your head that you're like, man, it'd be cool to do this at
not
some point?
Right now.
This is kind of your baby.
Yeah, this is my baby.
Yeah. All right, very cool. Corey Dayton with Headlock on Hunger. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.